Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, John.
Hi. Hi, Frank.
How are you doing?
Huh. I couldn't get into the freaking show.
Yeah, I know. I'm having some technical difficulties over here, but we're on. Welcome, everybody, to another Great Ideas radio show. I was taking a nap.
Oh, what are you, stretching? What are you doing, old man? You stretching?
We're going to have to start this show earlier, like 7 or 8, because by 9
o'clock,
yeah,
okay.
It's time.
Okay, I'll be at the bar at that point. No, bad.
Well, everybody, we're here. I got a ton of food news is like everywhere this past week. I've got a whole ton of food news, but before we get there, last week, this is gonna blow your mind, John.
Uh-oh,
you know
okay.
How I like to look and like to see where our listeners are coming from?
Oh, God,
well,
where do we go now? Are we on Mars yet?
Well, we might be. We just haven't got that on the graph yet. But, all right, take a wild guess, just a guess. What percentage of our listeners last week were from the United States?
2.
2%.
So it's the United States has always been like kind of almost like second place at least.
Well, it's actually been like 50 or 60%. Last week, this is freaking me out. Last week, our United States listeners made up only 12.4% of our total listeners.
No shit.
We're bigger international than we are in our own home country. What's that all about?
Shit happens. I mean, we are just that good. That means we have probably about 200 million listeners now. And it just happens to be that we only have about 10 million. And across the rest of the globe, as they're washing up in the Ganges River, they're listening to us.
Yeah, I guess so, because either that or the people in the United States just don't like us, and all the people overseas, they check in.
Oh, they love us. Oh, please. No. Anybody listening to us loves us. They love us. Because all of our listeners are fucking awesome.
Listen to this. This part's not going to surprise you, but the number one country last week. Take a guess.
Italy.
No, actually, Italy didn't even show up in the top 16. Russia was the number
World War
one II. Country last week. 22.2% of our listeners came from Russia last week.
Really?
Freaking amazing. Yeah, and I'll go down the list.
So we must be in collusion.
I guess what's the guy's
name?
Mueller.
We're colluding.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Maybe Mueller.
Oh God, we're colluding.
Mueller ought to be checking up there. Anyway, the number two. I'll read through the list. Number two was Argentina with 16.7% of our listeners. Vietnam,
okay.
Which
Vietnam's been on. It's been on the radar for months. A lot of months.
Yeah, it has. It's weird.
It is weird.
China was number four, 7.1%.
Oh, so we're definitely in collusion. If we got Russia and China, I mean, oh God, oh boy, we're in collusion.
And Vietnam. And then run down the list. This is from 6% and down with Bangladesh, Norway, Canada.
Hey, they good underwear. The kids do. they were 26 hours a day.
Canada, UK. Spain, Greece, Saudi Arabia, Malaysia, Australia, France, Egypt, and Ireland.
And no New Zealand.
16.
No New Zealand.
It does, anything below 1%, it doesn't give me any information when it gets to the decimals. So there was other countries. It shows up on the map, but it doesn't tell me how many.
It's interesting, though. Look at the whole panoramic image of our listeners. It's pretty cool.
It is cool. So
we're international. A word, so you went with it. I'm proud of you.
Well, it sounded like a real word.
It did.
All right. Well, anyway, thank you for our worldwide listeners and, you know,
absolutely.
Just 12.4% in the United States. That's really cool. So I just want to
I mean, welcome to the stupidity, to the rest of the world. We are here. We are your servants for an hour to an hour and a half, and we love having you listening to us. Come one, come all, and listen to the debacle we call our show.
And by the way, we had a ton of listeners on the graph, and also the blog. The blog is turning out to be a big hit too. The weekly blog,
really?
Which is just basically a recap of what we talked about.
Yeah, but you said you did a recent revamping of that too.
Yeah, I did, and it actually people seem to like it, and I mean we're getting tons of hits on that
too. Oh, so you trashed your AOL account and actually went to Gmail?
No, it's not on Gmail. Actually, you know what? I do have a Gmail account. It's called, what is it called? foodieradio@gmail.com, in case you want to ever send me an email. foodieradio@gmail.com.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, try it, because it may be rusty. You have to kind of work out the cogs with that one. But, yeah, definitely send me an email.
All right. So much for that. Thank you for our listeners. So I know you've got a big sale going on to what, midnight tonight?
We do. Oh, dude, I'll tell you what. Start the music. This shit's unbelievable. We launched a sale. Okay, it goes back a couple of months. where me and my wife, we both kind of fucked up. Where we forgot, what the stock we had the wrong numbers, and we got our production dates wrong with Endorphin Farms, our fine producers of the fine DEFCON products. Well, we totally screwed up. Me and her, we both take blame to it. That's good. That's good. At least in the arguments. We finally got our shit, and now we have a 30% off sale, which ends at midnight. But I'll tell you what. We have had probably about I think we started Sunday night. We've shipped out, I'm like, dude, we got like 140 orders. And they're not small orders. People are stocking up on the DEFCON. Why? Because it's DEFCON, and you want it. If you don't have it, get it. You have until midnight, and you save 30% on all the wing sauces, which we're known for, all of the horseradishes, all of the dry rubs. Go to DEFCONsauces.com and just stock up, because I'll tell you what, we have to put in almost another production run now with the sale we've had. We've done very, very well. This is probably one of the biggest sales we've had in the 15 years of DEFCON sauces. That's really saying something. And I'll tell you what. I mean, it's like, why am I usually during football time we run two or three sales by this time. Why am I doing that anymore? I'm going to run one.
No, that's good. It's 30% off. That's a good deal.
You look at some of the sauces. They all come in 5-ounce bottles. I don't quite understand the 5-ounce bottle thing. I never did, but whatever. Everybody's fine. And there's $6, $7, $8. We're putting out 8-ounce bottles for $5.50 to start for 30% off. To do the math. But then we have the quarts of our wing sauce, the mild. $10.85 for a quart of DEFCON mild wing sauce, and it only goes up by a few cents for me from medium to hot. It's dumb price. It's dumb price. If you don't pick it up now, forever hold your peace because I don't want to hear it. But it's just I cannot believe the amount of product we slung out here in the last week. I bow out to my customers. I love you guys, and I'm glad you love us. And I actually put it out there on one of my posts, the fact that, name me another company, a wing sauce, that has done wing sauce and has won in 15 years, has beaten us. And any competition we've ever entered in the last 15 years has beaten us. For first place. That would be a zero. That would be a big old fat zero. And we like it that way. And that's 15 freaking years of the best wing sauce in these major competitions from Texas to New York to freaking Ohio down to Albuquerque. We've done it. We are the wing sauce people. And I stand by that. Now, that's a pretty good thing to be able to say.
I do have a question related to our demographics. If somebody from Russia wants to order your wing sauce, can they?
Oh, absolutely. You pay the shipping. I don't. I feel bad. I really feel bad about the people that order from overseas. I charge you what USPS charges me. We don't even normally use USPS. We use FedEx. But USPS is the cheapest for overseas shipments, even though they use FedEx planes. Do the math. Fine. We only charge you what they charge us, and it's an exorbitant amount. We had a bunch of guys, they still order, from Iceland. They all knew each other. They ordered separately. They all ordered like two bottles. It's like a pound. It's like, guys, you got to order more. The postage is crazy. You all know each other. Make them a big box. Well, it's like the first two or three pounds is where it's all front heavy on the postage charges. If you know people, stock up overseas. If you're ordering, stock up. Build up like a 8 or 10, 12, 15-pound box, and you'll save a crazy amount of money by shipping out one box as a whole bunch of little boxes. That's how it works, even though USPS uses FedEx planes.
Well, if you're out there in Russia and you want to pay for the freight, give John a call or check it out on his website, and it'll probably cost
you like
$300.
Don't give me a call. I don't know Russian.
Hey, by the way, I do have a new product idea for you that I got to discuss with you off air that it came to me this
Death
evening.
Condoms? It's already been thought of.
No, not Death Condoms. But I'm not gonna say it here because I'm gonna steal the idea. But I think it'll work.
Oh.
Hey, by the way, too, I've got to make a big decision at 11:15 tonight whether we continue doing this radio show or not. I don't know if I told you this.
No, you didn't. Okay,
well,
thanks for the heads
up.
45 minutes after we're done, it comes down to judgment day.
Yeah, well, actually, at 11:15 tonight, after they pick the Mega Millions numbers and I win, then I have to decide whether we do the radio.
What do you mean you win? Oh, yo, fuck you. I'm calling in from Mars. I own Mars now, pal. And I'm going to call in because I'm sitting at the Mars bar because I built it on fucking Mars. You ain't winning shit. I got it. I got this. This is clad. You and your
big ideas. So, yeah, we have to. I have to decide. If you know what, I think when I win that, we'll still do the radio show.
Please do.
Okay.
And maybe you can be gas money to get down there so we can actually meet for the first time in almost a decade. Imagine
hey, speaking
that.
Of that, I talked to somebody this week about how you and I can do a split screen video version of our radio show.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, it's some technical things
that
we got to work on.
That would be awesome. Oh my God, the public can see my face. This is gonna be. I'm not an animal. I'll play up to John Merrick big time. Oh my God! Every day I'll have a different wrestling mask on. That'll be great.
Well, I talked to a techie this week, and I said, "Is there a way for us to do that, like they do on TV? You know, they have the split screen, like when they interview people." And
that's because it's TV.
Yeah, but we can do it. We can now do it with the internet, the way the internet's set up. I think we can do it. I'll talk to you about that later.
Yeah,
hey,
talk to Vietnam. It's not quite Taiwan, Vietnam, but it's still technology. Taiwan's good at it, but we have Vietnam. They've been on the posting board for a while. You talk to them.
Well, it's time. Guess what time it is?
Is it time for food news?
They really.
Courageous Cat and Minute Mouse.
Because I don't have the recording. You got to send me the recording.
What are you talking about? Oh my God, I played on a show months ago. Oh, hold on. Oh, you're killing me.
We don't have time.
My wife is calling me. Hello, Maggie, you're on the air. Oh, shit. Oh, wait, say that again.
We can't.
Oh, no, you're on the air. What, do you like our show? I'm on the radio with Frank. Oh, wait, say that again.
Okay, I'll go now. I'll call you later.
No, keep talking. What's the matter? Oh, she hung up. You frightened my wife. You frightened my wife.
I always.
That was
do.
Novel. Oh, that was fantastic for the show. It's the first time she's been on the show.
All right, food news. I'm gonna lead with my very favorite story of the night. I'm not gonna save this one. Smithfield, Virginia. Production was halted to sanitize a processing line, and more than 50,000 pounds of pork products were disposed of at Smithfield, Virginia Smithfield plant after a worker allegedly urinated at his workstation. The employee has been suspended Well, the company is conducting an investigation of the incident. So the guy was on the line cutting pork or whatever, and he just relieved himself right there.
And it just happened. Gravity took hold of
He took hold of his sausage and couldn't help himself, right?
Gravity couldn't let go, right?
No, it's actually, I know how those rules are in those processing plants. If you've got to go to the bathroom, you can't go until the official break. So maybe the guy just had to go.
Well, why do you think Cipolli's got so many problems with E. coli? I mean, Jose's got a copper squat on the lettuce head. I mean, that's how it works.
All right, moving along. Star-kissed, you know, the tuna people. Wait till you hear this story.
Star-kissed? You mean the orange people?
No, star-kissed. They're tuna people.
Sun-kissed.
Star-kissed. No, you're thinking of sun-kissed. I'm talking about star-kissed.
I'm busting your chops. Great. Oh, this is great.
I know. Star-kissed.
I'm in
the
mood.
They pled guilty to a felony price-fixing charge as part of a broad collusion investigation of the canned
collusion.
Tuna industry.
Collusion? Is it tuna? You have a tuna collusion.
There's a tuna collusion. The company is facing up to a $100 million fine as prosecutors allege the industry's top three companies, Star-Kissed, Bumblebee, and Chicken of the Sea, conspired between 2010 and 2013 to keep prices artificially high.
Collusion and conspiracy. This is beautiful.
Isn't it? In the tuna industry.
Is.
Now, let me ask you. What is a can of tuna
They're
cost?
They're the Illuminati of fish. The Bilderberg of fish.
Does anybody know what a can of tuna costs? I haven't bought tuna fish, and I couldn't tell you when.
Who the fuck? Why do people even eat that crap? You don't even know what's in the can. You have so many cans in the can. But why would you eat that crap? I don't get it. It's a fish product. If you read the label closely. What does that mean?
Sorry, Charlie.
Does that mean that the fish smile at the can? And therefore it's a product of fish happiness? Probably not. But I'm going to go that route.
Well, they get $100 million. That's a lot of money for a penalty. That was just Star-Kissed.
$100 million. So dude, they can shit that into a can in a minute. What? The consortium. I mean, the three companies you named make a shit ton of money, dude. It's $100 million.
Yeah,
that's okay. That's a write-off.
You know what? The more I think about it, you're right. Because tonight, if I take
the cash
payout,
I'm right.
I'm
from Jersey.
I'll make $568 million on that Mega Millions tonight. So you're right.
See, stop with the pipe dreams.
Moving along.
We get the magnetic ball.
Now this. Yeah, right. All right. It's like a 1 out of 301 million chance you got of winning each ticket.
Yeah.
Something
you know
like
what?
But,
and
hey,
I'm in a pool at work. Maggie bought a bunch of them today, but I always put in one ticket, one special ticket. I do. And our little rabbit, Nugget, Von Beelzebunny, Destroyer of Worlds, First Order, Thorfinn, Skull Splitter. Our little rabbit who passed away years ago, still loved her to death, and I took the numbers when we got her, when we adopted her, the day she died, but the time I put them all into one little thing for Powerball or Mega Millions, whatever, and I used that once. And I'll tell you what, we've been such good bunny people. I got good bunny karma, and our little Nugget is gonna make us win because every single time I buy a ticket, I just feel good about this one.
Well, my mother this morning, I said to my mother, I said, did you buy one of the Mega Million tickets? She said, your father and I, we do not buy lotto tickets. It's a waste of money. And she says, you have a 1 in 300 million chance of winning. I said, well, if you don't play, you have a zero chance of winning.
Well, Right. Well, I know that's that. Yeah, I love the term. You got to be in it to win it. I think that is that.
Yep.
Whoever wrote that was just given the lottery, not just given the winning lottery, because that is so perfect. People are like, well, what are you going to waste your money on? Well, you're not going to win. But if I do, you have no chance of winning because you're an asshole telling me I'm wasting my money. I spent $2. What'd you spend $2 on? Oh, a Snickers bar. Okay, enjoy the Snickers bar.
Exactly.
I just might own you.
Well, since I'm lazy, I bought a Powerball ticket too while I was there. I didn't want to go back again,
why not?
So I bought a Mega Million and a Powerball.
Dude, the jackpot is more than the GDP of most third world nations. When you think of it that way.
Sorry,
well,
about
what are you
going to
do with your winnings? I'm going to go buy Ghana. I can do whatever the fuck I want. I am now Captain Kirk.
That would be cool, wouldn't it? Just buy
if I want a green chick, I get a green chick. Now, you wouldn't be too happy about
it. Green?
Killer. A green chick.
What's a green chick?
Star Trek, dude. The old Star Trek with Captain Kirk, he fucked the green chicks. He always had the multicolored chicks. He was diversified. He had diversity. Green, blue, yellow,
right,
green,
nano,
pink, purple.
Nano, nano, nano. All right, next story. New
nano,
York
nano,
City
no, wrong dude. He hung himself. He's a dick.
New York City Health Department launched the National Salt and Sugar Reduction Initiative. Here we go.
Oh, good. And what does that mean? We don't have to use as much salt. But they had to buy an entire consortium to make them use less salt. Think about that for a minute. To save money.
I'm thinking. Well,
imagine
the initiative is comprised of a coalition of health departments across the country. And other
that's money right there. To get all the health departments to talk to each other, you're going to pay them a lot of money. Trust me, I know this. I'm in the food business. Oh, my God.
They're going to look to cut the sugar in packaged food by 20% and in drinks by 40% by the year 2025.
Right. By year 2025, we're going to make everything taste like shit.
Yeah, that's what it should be called, the National Taste Like Shit Consortium.
The National, we're going to make everything taste like shit council because we're paid a shit ton of money because I won't talk to that health department, and I sure as hell won't talk to that health department unless my wallet's fat. So you made my wallet fat, so we're going to make your food suck. There it is.
I hate this nanny state crap. It's just so stupid.
Well, it started with Lord Doomberg out of New York. He started the crap. It's like, now that went into paha with the straws. It's like, what? Dude, just get out of my life. I pay you taxes. Stay out of my freaking life. Just I can buy. Yeah. Let me buy the food I want. Let me use my way of intake the way I want. And just stay out of my freaking life. I pay you enough money. Get out of my life. You know, it's a simple prospect, actually, when you think about it.
Yes, it is. Moving along, this is a weird story. A 61-year-old man experienced severe cognitive decline before his death, and it may have been caused by squirrel brains.
Oh, good.
A new report.
Mad squirrel? We got mad squirrel disease now?
Yes. That's what it is. You've heard of mad cow disease? Well, this is mad squirrel disease.
Wait. Now, people have to know, we do not discuss this before the show. We do not discuss food news. I know nothing of any article he's ever brought up. I'm being completely 110% honest. And Frank will back me up on that. We do not discuss the show before the show. I said mad squirrel. It's mad squirrel.
Well, the actual name of the disease is called variant Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, but it's known as the mad squirrel disease.
Who's Jacob?
And I have no idea. He's
an Amish guy. He makes like shoe fly pie and shit. But he's okay. Got it.
The man was a hunter, and it was reported that he had eaten squirrel brains, though it's not clear whether he ate the entire brain or just squirrel meat that contained some of the brain meat. He was brought to the hospital after losing touch with reality. I do that all the time. And
yeah,
losing
squirrel.
The ability to walk.
Dude. You are what you eat.
Yep. I tell you one thing. Talk about you are what you eat. My dog is laying here by my feet, and she's farting what she ate. It's unbelievable. She's about to run me out of here.
That's awesome, though.
Jesus.
Yeah. Dog farts are awesome.
Oh, man.
You know
I
what? I don't
want
a dog.
I fed him canned ham tonight. Gee whiz.
Well, I'll tell you what. When we had Nugget, the little bunny, bunny farts got dog farts covered. Bunny farts are some nasty little farts, and they come out of this little cute thing. It ain't cute, dude. This is like the Death Star of farts. The bunny farts are nasty.
I mean, I'm sitting here.
They have a bad digestive tract anyway. Actually, did you know that rabbits have? Well, they have two digestive tracts. They call it a cecal sac.
They have to
digest it twice. So when a bunny farts, that shit's been through the ringer once. It's bringing out the real stuff the second time.
Well, you know,
that shit'll curl your nose, dude. You look like a fucking elf.
A cow has seven stomachs, right?
Yeah, well, cow farts, well, that's ruining our atmosphere. Don't you know that?
Yes.
Yeah, they have to listen to Al Gore. He talked about cow farts a long time ago. Yeah, cow farts are ruining the world. Hey, well, that's all fine and dandy. It can't be Monsanto. No, it's got to be cow farts. Yeah, I'm right on that. News at 11.
Speaking of saving the environment, a state appellate court upheld New York City's ban on single-use polystyrene containers. This is not good news for me.
Oh,
They said the Dart Container Corporation has rejected their claims and a restaurant advocacy group that the city acted arbitrarily in imposing the ban. The panel determined the city's sanitation department rationally concluded that single-use food containers made of expanded polystyrene foam cannot be recycled in New York City in a manner that is environmentally effective and economically feasible. There goes my life.
Yeah, no kidding. That's like
no kidding. And I mean that's what I do for a living, by the way. Yeah. San Diego, California voted to ban polystyrene food and beverage containers on October the 15th. With an enforcement date of April 15th.
San Diego is about to ban United States citizens from re-entering the border after they go into Mexico because there's too many people coming the other way. And so what the freak? go ahead.
All right, that's nothing. Moving along. Speaking of the environment, Amazon is going to invest $10 million in what's called the Closed Loop Fund to increase recycling rates in the United States. The fund
$10 million. Yeah, they make that in about 3.5 seconds. But, yeah, what are they doing with that?
The fund, whose backers also include Walmart, Pepsi, and Coca-Cola, offers low-cost loans to municipalities and companies working on recycling projects. Amazon's investment will increase the availability of curbside recycling to 3 million homes.
What the?
Diverting 1 million tons of recycled material to land.
Okay, we're all doing our own part for this shit. We all put our freaking recycling out to the curb. We all do our own part. So what, are they going to come into your house to make sure you don't have anything else to put out?
Well, you know what I told you.
We are the recycling police.
Austin, Texas, restaurants cannot throw away their food anymore. They have to compost it or give it to the hungry. You remember that story last week?
So and then we turned, and you brought up Lord Doomberg before. He was the one who said, well, you can't give salt bagels to the homeless because they have too much of a sodium content. What the fuck is wrong with you, you idiot? It's free food. This is, you see, nobody's ever happy anymore. No one's happy. Nobody. We can't throw the food out. We have to give it to the homeless. But then there's going to be some goddamn health department standing there like, you can't give this to the homeless. This is too high in it doesn't have enough antioxidants. This is processed meat. I don't think they can't have that. They're homeless. Eat less of meat.
Well, speaking of that, another segue.
It's so freaking stupid.
You know, another segue about the salted bagels. Listen to this story.
Oh, no.
More than 90% of sampled salt was found to contain microplastics in them, according to a study published in the Environmental Science and Technology.
Oh, yeah.
Sea salt. Followed by lake salt and rock salt. Sea salts produced in Asian countries had higher amounts of plastic compared with other regions, which
yeah,
related to contamination.
Oh, you mean from China? China salt has plastic? I can't even imagine that. Oh, go figure.
Yeah.
And you're wondering why the tariff wars are on. You're fucking wondering about this. All the little, plebiscites. Dude, they're selling us plastic salt. Just shut up.
Okay. Speaking of China and China products, I got a story about Walmart.
Oh, good.
Okay.
They all weigh a lot more than they should. Anyway, what?
Walmart is building a high-speed grocery warehouse in Shafter, California, slated to open in 2020. The facility will move food in and out 40% faster than its existing warehouses, relying on robots to stack and load products quicker and more efficiently. There you go.
But isn't California supposed to be for the people? Isn't it supposed to we love all of our people that pay stupidly high taxes and live here. We love you. We love you. You can't use your water, but don't worry about the almond fields and winery and wine and the vineyards. Don't worry about that. But no, you can't even drink your water because we have the almonds and the grapes to worry about. It's like, what the fuck? Now you got robots moving the shit through at 40% faster. So even more people are out of work in California. Yeah, the taxes are going through the freaking roof. I know William Horn is listening. I know he's listening, and I'm surprised he hasn't called in yet.
Okay, another Walmart story.
Bill would agree with me.
Yeah, Bill would agree with you. Another Walmart story.
And
along the
I'll
same
tell you what, his live feeds are great.
Yeah, they are. In case you don't know who we're talking about, William Horn on Facebook. People,
there's
if you're
a
listening,
porno dude. He's proud of it.
He's an ex-porn guy, right? And he has. Every day he does that. He does that little webcast. He and his wife.
Is it every day?
And he talks about. I think he does it every day at 5 o'clock.
No kidding. Oh man, I've caught a few of them. Yeah. I think it's great. I love the guy. He's fucking awesome.
I believe he does it every day. I'll have to go check.
Wow.
You go to William Horn. Find him on Facebook. William Horn. We call him Bill Horny, but William Horn.
Yeah, yeah.
And
I mean, what a great name for a porn actor. Horn. I mean, it's perfect.
It is perfect. Back to Walmart. Speaking of Walmart and high tech, Walmart is continuing to invest in what they call their tech-enabled stores, which will feature robotics, electronic shelf tags, and fast food assistance. Yeah.
Their tech-enabled stores. How do you enable this tech?
That's what it is, tech-enabled stores. That's what they call them.
Yes. So that is why you don't buy shrimp off the guy on the side of the road who has it stored in.
You know what? This is actually smart on Walmart's part because I shop at Walmart quite a bit because I don't have a lot of options. But
Walmart is
going
smart
to
rhyme. Man, you're good.
Walmart always has shelves that are empty. They're always out of shit. So now maybe the robot.
No. They have cashier stands that are empty.
I got a story about
that,
too.
You have 38 checkout registers, and you got one person.
No, I have to say they've changed that, well, at least mine locally. They keep them moving pretty fast now.
You're greeted by Yoda. You know, like some guy with, like three eyes and four legs. You're greeted by Yoda, And then you go to check out, and there's like one clerk down there checking her how long her nails are by like a yardstick, and that's pretty much what you have in Walmart.
By the way, back on the
and
Walmart.
The nail,
story.
I mean, her nails look like something out of Predator. Yeah, it's like oh.
Just so you know, 3,100 stores by the end of 2020 will be rolling out their grocery pickup at 3,100 more stores. I do not understand that concept. I swear
and
we 40, talk about 40, it every 40% week.
Faster.
And 40% faster.
That means they'll be shooting people with heads of lettuce as they come in. We got to get it out of here. Boom, 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 boom. They're shooting at heads of lettuce.
My favorite.
What happened
place
to you? I got hit
food.
By an iceberg, honey. We're not shopping there anymore. I got hit by an iceberg.
My favorite place to shop, Save a Lot, which I always talk about.
I don't even know what the fuck that is, but okay, yeah.
I know you got to find it because listen to this story. Save a Lot began a brand transformation and is expected to complete it in 2019. Starting with $100 million investment and cutting all their prices, the grocer began dropping prices up to 40% on hundreds of items, calling the initiative a permanent reset.
Wait. Hundreds of items. What type of items are we talking about?
Well, they have a whole line of their own brand, which they've got great potato chips and great snacks under the other brand name. I forget the name of the brand, but I think
from
it's
China.
All private labels there. No, I don't think it's from China. It's got local processing plants.
You don't think it's from China? Get back
check
to me.
I'll check and see if it's from China. Jesus Christ, this dog
is
farting.
Start looking at that. I swear to God, dude.
Man. I cannot give my dog
that bag of potato chips should be 12 ounces, but it weighs 27. Oh, it's from China. That makes sense.
Sorry, I'm over here. I'm holding my nose. It's nasty over here. Okay.
Can you like shush your dog out of the room? Why would I do
no,
that? I enjoy the smell. What?
Man, oh man.
Yeah. Table, how do you know the dog fart? I've seen his asshole open up.
Man.
That was George Carlin a long time ago.
If I go silent, it means it was silent and deadly. Good God, it's nasty. All right, moving along.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a whole trick. My farts are no joke. And I'll tell you what I do is I walk through the office, and you have to kind of crop dust slowly. That means you have complete control over your own sphincter. That means you have not lost that ability yet, which is great. So you crop dust, and you look back at what you've done, and you see the response. It's great. It really is good.
Oh jeez! All right, I'm gonna try to do this without puking. All right.
You gotta stop feeding the dog the neighbors. What? Human tissue always smells like shit coming out.
Unbelievable.
A letter
reportedly signed by Coke, Nestle, Pepsi, and Danone has urged the Council of the EU.
Supposedly?
What? Yeah, supposedly, because, you know, they're not for sure. Reportedly. Not
so National Enquirer said.
But here's what the letter is. They're telling the Council of the EU to toss out a proposal forcing companies to make sure plastic bottle caps are not detachable from the bottle. Are you freaking kidding me?
Well,
yes.
Dude, it all started with the and it grew. It grew. It's now you can have a detachable cap on your fucking bottle. Are you like,
yep.
What the shit? When does it end?
Yep.
It doesn't. You give them an inch,
nope.
They take the straw.
The European Union has put out this proposal to force companies to do this. And
it's so stupid.
Big companies
it's stupid.
The companies instead are suggesting a non-binding commitment. I like that. What's a non-binding commitment?
A non-binding commitment to a binding cap Oh, you got to love that. There's the English of it. A non-binding agreement for a binding cap. It's so funny. If you take this shit seriously, you're a moron. Oh.
You know what?
My God.
I just thought of something. That's what marriage really is, because you can get a divorce. It's a non-binding commitment.
Well, non-binding means you can't write a book.
Is that what that means?
I'm happily married, and I've got the awesome one. Yeah, well, you heard earlier, and now she's totally embarrassed. I love it. I'll catch y'all for that in the morning. Or whatever.
Halloween.
Yeah.
Halloween is right around the corner. Your favorite.
Favorite holiday of the year. You saw my picture.
Well, wait till you hear this story. You may have heard this one.
I'm going to get kicked out of bars, I'll tell you what.
Here you go. You know, in Halloween, you have candy corn, Malamars, pumpkin spice, everything. But now we have cookies with human remains.
Hey, why not?
Yep.
It's protein, right?
California student reportedly brought to the Da Vinci Charter Academy High School in Davis, California.
The Da Vinci Charter High School. That's got a well-rounded name to it.
Yeah, Da Vinci Charter Academy High School.
Love
it.
She should have been the Dahmer Charter School, but hey, whatever.
Containing the not-so-appetizing ingredients of her grandparents' ashes.
Oh,
the
nice!
Chronicles.
Here, have a bite out of Grandma. Crack yourself open a cold one. What the fuck?
There's a debate, and not sure if it was Grandma's or Grandpa's ashes, but either way.
No, they were at that point, they're gender fluid.
Either way, the Davis Police Department says 9 students were reportedly given the cookies on October the 4th. But at this point, it's not clear how many, if any, of the children ate the cookies.
Oh, that's so awesome. Grandma's way going out of saying, eat me, kids. That's so wrong. Oh, it's so wrong. It's
well,
so
I mean,
wonderful.
Think about it. You bring those to school and you say their grandma's favorite
their
recipe.
Grandma,
and
yeah,
then,
this is grandma's recipe. There's secrets in the meat. Must be one of them hard shell peppercorns. Oh my God. This is the story of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Oh my God. Is that a chili? They got cookies. Oh, this is great. Oh, you can't make this shit up. You can't.
Nope, you can't. Oh. That's a true story. So it's still being investigated, but they're pretty sure that 9 students got the cookies, and you know they ate them. I guess they didn't want to tell.
Of course they ate them,
and
they tasted delicious until they found out that it was his grandma's special recipe. Oh, did you see the video of the kid who was bullied in school? And he served. Oh my God, he served in the cafeteria. Somehow he got into the food. The horse laxative.
No.
Oh, dude, it's epic. This thing is fucking. The kids are shitting all over the school. I'm not condoning it. I'm just saying I didn't do it. But I'll tell you what, that video footage is like, holy fuck, that was messed up. That was wow. Yeah, look up horse laxative high school or whatever. Yeah, you'll find it. That was messed up. That was messed up. He's being bullied by a whole bunch of kids there. And so, hey, bully a kid too far, and I guess it's better than shooting up the school. They're all shooting out of their asses. I don't know. Is it good or bad? You be the judge. But it's better than a gun. Now you got horse laxative. So, I don't know. And horse laxatives, just consider that.
It's kind of funny. All right, moving on.
It is. They're shitting and everything. Oh my God, there's trails of shit. The kids are triple puking. It's an amazing video. Anyway,
remember we talked about the company called Beyond Meat, the one that makes meat products
yes.
out of plant.
Oh God. They're back in the news?
Well,
they've
hired an investment bank, and they're coming out with their initial public offering, according to people familiar with the matter. I always like that, according to people familiar with the matter. Sources claim the plant-based protein company has hired J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, and Credit Suisse to introduce new IPO.
Might as well keep it small so nobody knows about it, right?
J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, and Credit Suisse.
Right, yeah, you get the top three. You hit the trifecta on that one, pal.
The only reason I brought that up is they're going public, and they're going to go on the stock market soon. So
keep an eye on them. Yeah.
Now, have you heard of this company called Funko Toy Company?
Funko,
F-U-N-K-O, Funko.
Oh, Funko.
Funko.
Oh, fun company. It sounds like it's got a little bit of jollity, you know, like happiness and. Like, what? Did they make, like, dead toys?
Well, no, this is weird. And actually, now I see it. You're calling it Funko. I call it Funko. So I guess it's the way you say it.
Yeah, Funko. It's just like Funko, except not fun. It's Funko.
Okay,
yeah,
well,
Funko.
Funko, or Funko, as I call them, is seeing success.
It just smells bad. He's got some of that Funko going on.
They've come out. This is a toy company. They've come out with a new line of multi-grain cereals called Funkos or Funkos, however you want to say it. Cheerios.
Are they shaped like Border Patrol hats? I mean, what are we talking about?
No.
Here?
The products are made by California-based cereal company Organic Milling, and they're benefiting nostalgia and short-term demand with limited runs of each type of cereal based on a specific pop culture character.
Oh, good.
While it usually takes 18 months for a cereal product to go from concept to shelf, Funko or Funko are completing the process in 5 to 6 months. So far, the company has close to 1 million pre-sold boxes for retailers, including Target.
Here, buy a box of Whoopi Goldberg. It'll make you lose your eyebrows. I mean, what the fuck? God.
I just can't see people going to the store and buying
cereal.
Have
a box of Robert De Niro. It'll make you wish you were younger. I mean, where are we going with this?
I don't know. Keep your eyes open in Target. Funko is coming out with.
Hey, now here's a box of Robin Williams. Don't let your kids have it.
Moving along. This is kind of scary.
Like David Carradine. Don't give it to your kid in the closet. Anyway, go ahead.
Moving along, this is a scary story. The CDC has reported 92 infections of an outbreak strain of antibiotic-resistant salmonella linked
Imagine
to raw
that.
Chicken. As of October 17th, the outbreak
Imagine
reached
that.
29 states, resulting in 21 hospitalizations. CDC noted the outbreak strain is present in live chickens and many raw chicken products, indicating the outbreak may be widespread in the chicken industry.
Well, you see, the raw chicken came from live chickens, so that does make sense.
It does, doesn't it?
It came from live chickens. Well, we have then that's okay if we buy it off the shelf then, because they're already dead. Right.
Well, the bad part about it is it's antibiotic resistant salmonella.
Yeah. Well,
go ahead.
No. Maggie just texted me. Let me know when you're done.
I mean, how long has she known you?
Hold on. I'm going to take a look. Call me now. It's important. Hi.
She said that?
Hello?
You're on the air.
Huh?
You're on the air.
I am not on the air.
Yeah, you are.
No, take me off the air.
No, I can't. You're on the phone. You're on it.
On the phone?
Yeah, you're on the phone.
Why do you do this to me?
Because I'm your husband.
Yeah, I know.
I'll let you go now.
Okay.
Bye.
Call me after. Bye.
You're starving. Now there's Maggie again. Maggie is now famous again. Imagine that.
back to
that was awesome.
Back to
that was awesome.
And this is this is a related story. Shake Shack and Burger Fi, never heard of it, received A grades in a ranking of burger chains on their policies relating to antibiotic use in their beef supply. Okay.
Right.
Aside from Wendy's, which is where you go.
There it is.
Which sources 15% of its beef from producers that have cut antibiotics. The other 22 burger chains surveyed received a failing grade of an F for lacking any announced policy to source beef raised.
Wait. They received a failing grade of F. What does fail start with? You got a failing grade of C? I mean, what the fuck does that mean?
Well, you know,
an F too.
I remember, speaking of that, when I was in school, remember at one time they changed it from an F to an E. Do you remember that? And I never understood
that's
that.
That's because you live below the Manson-Nixon line, son. You're taught different. An E.
No, there for
the
a
fuck
while.
Is an E.
Frank was
one of them special characters, so we gave him an E because he gave some effort.
E for effort. Yep. Okay. Kroger.
F, I mean F. Did they receive F for F? F is fail. I guess that'd make
Kroger,
it. Well, it was a lowercase F, so as to not to offend.
Yes, exactly. Don't want to offend anybody.
Oh God, please.
All right.
And which
one
are you
going to
use? I use both. What?
Kroger. Speaking of Fs, Kroger is launching an imperfect produce line called Peculiar Picks. In 2019.
Oh, great. That's a scratch and dent. Yeah, it's a scratch and dent produce. Awesome. I love it. I absolutely love it. Scratch and dent produce.
Peculiar picks
awesome.
Will include items that don't meet the chain's normal specifications and in the past would never have been sold. The move is an effort to reduce food waste. Yeah, it's also to make money. That's why we're doing it.
No. See, all this bullshit. No, it's to save them money so they can sell the scratch and dent produce. That's all there is to it. You can put all these words into a sentence that means nothing. It's because they can now sell their scratch and dent produce. And they're going to actually make some money off the shit they would normally throw the fuck out.
Can you imagine? I'm thinking about black tomato, bananas and apples with bruises on them.
Right. No, dude, it's the whole gamut. Here's some fucked up produce. You want it? Give me a dollar. It's scratch and dent produce. Oh my God! Well, do you want to spend full price, or you can get our high quality scratch and dents? We sell it by the pound. It doesn't matter what it is. We sell it by the pound because if you don't buy it, we're throwing it out in the morning. Don't fuck with the mushrooms. Mushrooms are good. Don't fuck with the mushrooms.
No. Yeah, but they got mushrooms with mold growing on top that they haven't identified what the mold is.
Well, mushrooms
are
mold. That's a side issue. I mean, when you got a fungus with a fungus, that's therein lies an issue. You might want to check your ventilation. You might want to change the filter. Your fungus has fungus. Issue.
I still liked your line. Hey, we're going to throw this away anyway. Give me a dollar.
Give me dollars. Exactly. Exactly. And give me here's all the fucked up produce. It doesn't matter what it is. We have 58 different vegetables and fruits. We sell it by the pound. How many pounds of scratch and dent do you want?
Give me a finger.
And that's the truth. That story there is the truth of it. They're making money off the shit they're going to throw out because they make it sound good. Oh, we're helping the earth by selling you our near rotten vegetables and fruits. So here, enjoy. Fruits are much more luscious right before they rot. So there's a lot more sugar that has kind of fermented. So maybe your kids might even get drunk. But here, buy it. It's $1 a pound. You whatever fruit vegetable thing you want. We even have Fred in the back. You can have him too. He likes windows. He likes it when the chocolate milk's on it.
This surprises me. New York City was ranked the best city for vegan or vegetarian food consumers. I would have never thought that.
That's great. That's great. And and hipsters with sparrows in their beards riding up on penny farthing bikes telling you that you must have a pumpkin latte with a pumpkin spice beer IPA. Please.
the next four cities that were ranked the highest were Portland, Oregon, Orlando,
right.
Seattle, and San Francisco. Does that surprise
right.
you? That's where all the wing wang is.
Yeah, that's all the wee go to. Yeah.
I'm going to read this first line for you, John. And I want you to tell me, I'm going to see if you get the same reaction that I had when I first read the article.
Shoot, I'm usually
here
pretty good at picking out words. What do you got?
Ready? Here we go. Moving the location of fruits and vegetables in a supermarket can lead to a 15% sales increase without any further messaging or marketing, according to a study by the BMC Public Health Division. After moving fruits and vegetables closer to the store entrance, researchers saw an increase in the percentage of the store's total sales that were fruit and vegetable related, both in terms of items sold and by the value of total sales. In addition, the study found the increase in sales followed the new look in the new location may be maintained over time.
Oh my goodness. Gasp. I got a case out of vapors.
What I'm trying to figure out is, every store I go in, what's the first thing you come to? Is it the fruits and vegetables?
Here too. We're not that far. Finally, okay. Oh my God, we have an alignment here with food. Your weird south of the Manson Nixon line and ours. Yeah, you got fruits and vegetables. It's right there, front and center. It's right in your walk-in, right, usually to the right side. The left,
so
you go into the rest of the store.
My question is, what stores are not doing that? That's like every store I go in there, that's how it is. So are there some idiot stores that have fruits and vegetables back in the back of the store?
Yeah, when you go to buy tires.
I guess
that's George's lunch in the back. He's got fruits and vegetables in that. The rest of us eat DEFCON jerky.
They did a freaking study and probably got grant money to do this.
Oh, of course,
it's
all about the grant money. Anything you want anybody to say, you pay them enough, they'll say what you want them to. It's easy.
It just doesn't make any sense. I mean, it's like I'm trying to think to myself, what stores don't do that? I have never been in a store.
Like I said, Grease Monkey probably not because they're out of business, but whatever. Two guys, Corvettes, no, that they went away to. Shit, how about Woolworths? No, Woolworths went to. Oh, fuck. How about Ben Franklin? No, Ben Franklin stores are gone. H.E. Rose gone. Shit. All the good ones are gone. Yeah, it's bullshit.
All right, moving along. McDonald's is testing cold brew coffee in over 70 locations in the San Diego market. The coffee comes from the Rainforest Alliance certified farms in Guatemala and is prepared off-site.
unified force in Guatemala. Like, they obey U.S. rules. What the fuck does that mean? We certified it's from Guatemala. That's all you got. Other than that, you ain't got shit. We guarantee it's from Guatemala. Other than that, I don't know.
But my question is, what is cold brew coffee?
Cold brew is when you save your money on trying to heat it up. Iced tea.
I didn't know you could make coffee.
No, think about it. Iced tea. What do? You pour some water and some ice into a receptacle, and you throw some tea bags into it. Well, same goes for coffee. They just try to make it more.
They try to
make it more like high society bullshit because it's called coffee.
Yeah, but even tea, there's
it's
heat
cold
related.
Brewed coffee. You get a big thing of water, well, McDonald's. All right, you have a reservoir. it's a natural reservoir. It's one that's outdoor. The ducks land in. And they pour a whole bunch of coffee into it because it's cold, and they serve it to you.
All right. I thought you had to have heat to make coffee and tea. Because even when you make sun tea,
iced tea.
No, but after the fact, it's brewed hot, and then you put ice in it.
No.
Yes,
I grew up with sun tea and all that shit.
Yeah, sun tea is still heat related.
You fill up a container with water. You float a couple tea bags in it. Bingo, bango, let it do its thing. You see them all weeping with their sorriness of brown going to sink into the bottom of the receptacle. And you have sun tea. Ain't no heat involved except by the sun.
Yes, there is. The sun has heat and heats up the container, and that's how you make the tea.
Oh. So when you're in Alaska and you do sun tea and you put it out on the porch in Alaska when it's like 34 degrees out, the heat of the sun makes what? Iced tea.
It brews the tea. It brews the tea.
Iced tea.
If somebody's out there who wants to call in and explain to me what cold brew coffee is, please do. Because I don't understand cold brew coffee.
It's some cheap form of coffee that you make. If McDonald's is serving it, it's not of the utmost, and like, you'll never have better.
Okay. Let's see here. Where was I?
Ray Kroc rolling over in his grave because he's cold too.
Here's a weird story. Consumers' perception of food can be altered by their surroundings, according to a research published in the Journal of Food Science. Cornell University food scientists used virtual reality to place participants in different settings while eating specific food. The panelists were given three identical samples of blue cheese and rated their pungencies of the cheese as higher or lower based on where they were sitting in the virtual reality. In a farm setting, people reported that cheese had a higher pungency. 71% of consumers. Oops, that's the next story.
Okay, and now Cornell University traps the kids in this virtual reality stuff, and they wonder why Cornell University has one of the highest suicide rates of schools in the country. It's the bridge. Who am I to say?
Here's the gist of the study. If you sat in a farm setting, the blue cheese tastes more pungent versus if you're sitting in just a cubicle or on a virtual park bench, it didn't taste as pungent. Why is that?
The whole premise of blue cheese is the one that grabs me because I'm not a big cheese guy. Blue cheese. Okay, here's a perfectly fine cheese. Okay, what we're gonna do is we're gonna stick a needle in this thing, a whole bunch of needles that have spray things along the sides of the needle, and we're gonna spray fungus shit in here. It makes it blue. And it's gonna be a blue cheese, and we're gonna let the fungus like kind of ripen within this cheese culture, this solidified cow excrement, and let this fungus culture really, really allow it to grow into these veins of nastiness inside of a solidified cow excrement piece of whatever. And it smells like a gym sock. So we're going to serve this to the populace, and they're really going to like it. And they're going to like it because we tell them to like it. It's disgusting.
Yep.
Blue cheese is abhorrent. Blue cheese is freaking nasty. When you see how they make it, you're taking a freaking needle, a whole bunch of these things, like a pincushion, you shove this thing into a block of cheese and shoot it in with fungus. Oh, good.
You're right.
And you let it sit there and do its thing. What does fungus do? Fungus grows. Why? Because it can. Most of us don't really like fungus. We like penicillin.
I don't like blue cheese either. It's nasty.
Blue cheese is fucking
nasty,
dude. It smells like a gym sock. It's a gym sock central. Let's move on.
Okay.
Yeah, don't get me.
Let me ask you.
I was going to go on a rant, and you talked me off the cliff.
Yeah, don't go there. All right, let me ask you a question. When you choose a restaurant to go to, do the healthy menu items help make you the decision on what restaurant you want to go to?
Absolutely not. Why would it?
Same here. But listen to this.
Well, no, but with the millennial thing, they no longer know how to cook. It's just beyond them. It's just ramen noodles and whatever I can throw in the microwave. Then it's a whole different animal. That would matter with them, but not people that actually know how to, like, work a kitchen.
But if healthier items are on the menu, is that going to make you choose one restaurant over another one?
Hell no. Healthier items, what does that mean? What does healthier mean?
Here you go. 71% of consumers say healthy menu items increase their likelihood of choosing one restaurant over another, according to the National Restaurant Association.
Yeah, Chipotle. Everybody goes to Chipotle. And how many times have they been closed down for E. coli and shit? But they have a healthy menu, obviously, because they're barely surviving.
As a result, 55% of family dining operations, 57% of casual dining, and 49% of fast casual, and 41% of quick service operators.
Oh, wait. Fast casual. That's fucking hilarious. Fast casual. All right, go along. Here comes your burger. What the hell does that mean?
I don't know. Hey,
man,
he's going to
throw you your freaking lunch? What is fast casual? Run, Forrest. What the fuck is that?
Okay, see, that's right. So what would Applebee's be? Would it be casual dining
Applebee's
or fast casual?
Applebee's is crap. Okay, that's cookie cutter commodity crap. The four C's all wrapped up in one little term. All those things. It's that. It's Chili's. It's all the freaking cookie cutter. It's all the same garbage. And now you can get. We're now. If you come into Applebee's, we're willing to serve a family of four for $5. $5 because they're desperate. They're fucking desperate. You see the commercials. The food they're serving you. Okay, if they can serve it for that amount of money, I don't want to eat the food. Perhaps I see it from a different direction than most, but I mean. The fact is, most people, the kids, the millennials, whatever you want to call them, the millennials, the whatever, they don't understand how to cook. My wife again. Wait, hold on, Maggie alert. Yep. What do you got?
Are you done now?
What was that?
Hello.
I'm here.
Yes. Are you done now?
Am I done now? Why would I be done? I'm talking to Frank.
Talking to Frank.
I love Frank.
But you're off the air.
Kind of, maybe not.
I can't hear him.
Well, of course you can't hear him. Hey, Frank, say hi to Maggie.
Hi, Maggie. How are you? Can she hear me?
Not sure if I'm hearing you.
Oh, you heard Frank. You heard. We're still on the air. So what do you got?
Nothing.
I'm
still on the air.
I am.
Then I'm going to go.
All right, I'll talk to you in a little bit. Good night, honey.
Bye-bye.
Maggie alert. That's never happened on a show. We had 3 Maggie alerts tonight. That's freaking awesome. But anyway, no, but okay. Getting back to basic. The people are like 30 years old, and so they don't know how to cook anymore. They don't know how to cook. It's like they go out to eat every fucking night. They eat out. Everywhere they eat out, I'm grabbing on the road, grab. Whatever happened to cooking? Like you're paying. When me and Maggie go out, we're on the road, we only eat Wendy's, all that kind of crap. We've talked about this. Dinner for two for the two of us is like $20. Okay, for $20, we're on the road. We don't have a kitchen. At home for $20, good God, man, I can cook a freaking feast for $20. A really good feast,
John.
A really, really good one with vegetables and stuff.
John.
What?
Your wife has called you what, 3 times now while the show is going on? Is she pregnant?
Yes.
Is there something she needs to tell you?
I certainly hope not. We're both in our 50s. I would certainly hope not.
All right, we milked that.
But anyway, no, I was explaining your last thing about the food thing. No, it's true. The people, the millennials, all that crap, they don't know how to freaking cook. Everything is all eating out. Wait, oh, I grabbed it on the road. I picked up something on the way home. Whatever happened to actually, like, turning on the gas on your stove and cooking something? Honestly.
When you're done ranting about people not cooking, let me know and I'll move along.
No, move along. Hey, you talking about my wife? Hey, go ahead, move along.
Hey. Okay.
Hey, watch yourself. I'm looking at you. I see you.
There's a potential class action lawsuit against Barilla pasta sauce. And
oh,
says
no.
That they are deceptively marketing their product as having no preservatives. Yet the suit claims the addition of the preservative, you're going to love this, preservative citric acid,
what?
Nullifies their no preservative claim.
There was a recent one as well with guar gum. And xanthan gum, they consider it to be a chemical. Everything's a chemical. Guar gum and xanthan gum are natural bark. Citric acid. Don't like oranges.
Exactly. Well, they're actually suing them. Because they use citric acid and say that is a preservative.
Holy shit. I didn't hear about this one.
It's unbelievable. People
it's
are
bullshit.
Suing people for stupid shit.
Right. They're reaching for the stars for a lawsuit, and they're failing miserably. Citric acid.
Citric acid.
I hope you don't like orange juice or... You hope you don't like lemons and stuff, but go run with that. Go ahead. Go ahead, mate.
All right. Speaking of lawsuits, Walmart has agreed to pay $65 million settlement. You're going to like this lawsuit. Ready?
I can take a crap, but they'll pay $65 million in that time.
In California, over its refusal to provide chairs and seats for its cashiers.
Really?
The 2000,
you wonder why robots are coming in. And you wonder why, oh my God, $15 an hour. That was just the beginning. Now, we're going to sue you because I'm standing here and I don't have a seat. Well, I'll tell you what.
Yep.
If you had more citric acid in your diet.
The 2009 class action lawsuit on behalf of cashiers alleged that Walmart violated a 2001 California wage order that employees must be provided seats when their nature of their work is reasonably permits. Unbelievable. Un-freaking-believable.
Well, unbelievable, but expected. And this is probably a 20 or 30-something who figured, well, I want to sit down, but I can't. So I'm going to sue him. I'm going to win. And she did. And now everybody else is going to try to do it. And then they're going to be mad about the next week when the robot comes in and does her job.
Yep.
So, it's these kind of lawsuits that bring in the Terminator. The term is pretty funny. Your job goes away because you made a frivolous lawsuit, and the corporation took notice of you doing a frivolous lawsuit and said, "Oh shit, she did that one. Oh god, she won. Oh god, now everybody's gonna do it. Let's get robots." And that's how it starts.
All right,
that's how it starts.
Last story of the evening.
Okay.
You know that ketogenic diet everybody's on now? I guess they call it the ketogenic diet, right?
Yeah,
According to a study, another one of these studies, it may improve neurovascular function and prevent cognitive decline in animal models.
We'll see when Fido starts to forget things. He'll tell us.
The diet.
What the fuck? What is that? Animal models.
I'm reading it exactly the way it says here. The diet, characterized by high levels of fat and low levels of carbohydrates, resulted in significant increases in cerebral blood flow, improved balance in the microbiome in the gut, and lower blood glucose.
My dog wagged his tail for 3 more minutes than he usually did. He must be happy from his diet. That means the humans have to do it because he wagged his tail longer because he told me he could. What the fuck? Dude, this is what I'm talking about. This is stupid shit. This fake science. oh, my God. This is dumb shit. But I do like your idea of having a split screen. I like the idea of a split screen, you and me, so people can see what we're talking about.
I'm going to figure it out.
Yeah, please do.
And
I think it'll be wondrous.
Thank you, everybody, for listening in Russia, Argentina, Vietnam, China, Bangladesh, Norway, Canada, UK, Spain, Greece, Saudi Arabia, Malaysia, Australia, France, Egypt, and Ireland. And then, of course, a few hundred of those people in the United States who listen to us.
And the Ivory Coast. Don't forget about the Ivory Coast. Hey, guys, we love all of you. We are the UN of food.
Yes, we are.
Come
back and join us again next Friday night at 9 o'clock. And we, unless I win the lottery in about a half hour from now, we should be
Or if I have the shits.
On that note, John, I'm done.
Well, hey, I guess I am, too. I got to call my wife back. She's probably pissed off at me now because she's been on the air like 3 or 4 times. Oh, she's going to be mad at me. But anyway, folks, yeah, join us next Friday as we go global with all the bullshit with food. And if you listen all tonight and the last couple of weeks, it's all the bullshit with food. If you pay somebody enough money, they'll make a study. Anyway. I'll leave it at that. next Friday, same bat time, same bat channel. See you next Friday.
See you guys.
Mama child, she's so fine. Send those heat waves up and down my spine. She got a small waistline and a hip spread way out. And the whole fire department can't put her out. She's my hot girl mama. She's my hot, hot girl mama. She's my like electric wire. Every time she kisses me, she sets me afire. She's my hot girl mama. She's my hot, hot girl mama. She's my hot girl mama. And she really sets me afire. Hot little mama makes me alarm. She can do more damage than a whole age bomb.
And that's all, folks.